This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's local governments could get more power over short-term rental services like Airbnb. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Quite a few county governments in Colorado have set rules and restrictions about how property owners use Airbnb and other services, whether they've outright banned short-term rentals in unincorporated areas or maybe just required a license. One problem, they don't have enforcement power when it comes to the platforms themselves. A new bill at the state legislature would change that, allowing counties to make the services take down non-compliant listings and enforce other requirements. Short-term rentals have been blamed for neighborhood disruptions and taxing water supplies in mountain towns. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Low-level cannabis crimes would no longer disqualify Colorado workers from earning professional licenses under a proposed law. It would bar any regulatory agency from denying certification in any occupation based solely on certain marijuana convictions. Those include possession, cultivation, and processing, which have been legal in the state for nearly a decade. The bill will take effect later this year if it passes. An RTD train struck and killed a pedestrian Sunday. It happened along the A line, which connects downtown Denver to Denver International Airport. The line was closed for about 3 hours. Across the metro area today, sunny skies, highs in the 70s and getting warmer tomorrow. In Denver, 77 this afternoon, Boulder, 76, Grand Junction in the mid-70s, and up into the 80s on Tuesday. This is CPR News.